mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Anne, she wants to get her husband, Aaron, a Brian Bellbuster for his birthday. And she let me know that Aaron dropped the snowblower off to get serviced.
Yep.
So I'm going to call him back from the shop and actually just try to convince him to buy a brand new snowblower.
Of course.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Aaron?
Speaking, who's this?
Hey, Aaron, Jerry Lundegaard from Zero Power Equipment here.
Oh, yeah, awesome. You dropped off my blower. What's up?
Yeah, well, got some bad news. Some of the parts we're going to need to fix that snowblower are pretty pricey. Probably about $600 just to fix your snowblower. And it might be worth just kind of upgrading at this point.
Yeah, $600, and that's for just the parts, not even the labor, probably, or whatever.
Yeah, it looked like it was a pretty old blower you got there.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, well, it was working until I dropped it off, so... Well, you guys running any deals or any specials since it's, you know...
We got some of the latest and greatest in here. We got a new one, actually. It's a prototype from iRobot. I don't know if you're familiar with them. It's called the iPlow. And you can even...
I haven't heard of that,
no. No, you haven't seen these? These are great. It's totally autonomous snow removal. You set it up kind of like a Roomba, you know, like the little vacuum that cleans your house. It's the same people, but it's a snowblower.
Well, I guess
you set up your perimeter around your driveway. It's a little dangerous if you've got pets, but, you know, you keep them out of the way. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that just sounds a little technologically advanced, which means it's probably a little pricey. Do you got any?
It's very pricey. We get your high-tech Craftsman, you know, good brand name, you know. I know Sears sold it off, but we still get the great Craftsman. This one's a jet-propelled 8-cylinder, 650 horsepower, 70-inch snowblower. The blades rotate at 150 miles an hour. They actually use it to clear runways on Antarctica. Got a multi-directional 720-degree snow chute. It's got a selfie stick built in. Comes in burnt orange, electric blue, fiesta red, gold-plated for an extra $400.
Sound like something you might be interested in? I'm just doing my driveway. That sounds like a construction site jobber. Do you got any Toros or anything?
You know what? There's a new retro line. All things old or new again. We got two different models. You got the Blizzard of 78 commemorative snowblower. It's an exact replica of the snowblower that Albert Morse used to make a path to the Johnny's Food Master in Medford to save people from starving to death during the blizzard. And it's got that retro feel to it, you know? Weighs about 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, the retro's, sturdy. Cool, but...
very sturdy.
Yeah, a half-ton job doesn't, you know...
We also have a replica 1982 Patriots snowplow game snowblower. It's autographed by Steve Grogan, hand-signed, numbered. It's the exact replica of what they used to clear out Schaefer Stadium. You know, the original's actually hanging at the Hall of Patriot Place. It's pretty good.
These throwback ones, I mean, it sounds cool, but again, it doesn't sound like we're in...
It's got a nice Pat Patriot logo right on the hood of it. Looks great.
Yeah, again, I'm just like, I don't need a robot one, and I don't need the runway clearing one. I mean, I know it's your job to kind of, you know, push what you got, but is there something that, you know, it's cost me $600 to fix this one? Anything in that range that's brand new that's not... Yeah. One of those crazy jobbers?
If you don't want to, like, impress your neighbors or anything. I can get you just, like, a basic Toro. Got a 9-horse, got a 30-inch. That'll do your driveway really, really nice. Does that sound good? All of the newer snowblowers, they'll be in, probably in stock around, April 1st.
You mean December 1st?
Oh, no. You really got to get on this a lot earlier. They're back ordered till at least April.
What good is the new snowblower going to do me in April? I might as well pay you the $600 to get the one that you got now.
Hey, I'm just trying to help you out.
Well, yeah, but that's not help. If you give me a snowblower in April, that ain't going to help me out at all.
You know what? Maybe you should talk to your wife, Ann. There, Aaron.
We didn't even... How do you even know my wife's name? Because I sure as hell didn't bring her up in this conversation, and she didn't drop off the blower. I did.
Well, Aaron, your wife actually called me. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. Yeah. Ann just wanted to say happy birthday with a Brian Bell Buster.
Well, I still need a blower here.
Maybe check in with the shop. I'm sure they can fix your actual snowblower. Could I interest you in a shovel?
That's a good plan. I think that'll be the first snowfall. I think I'll hand her a shovel and I'll say, hey, you know, you gave me a birthday gift. Here you go. Here's an early birthday gift for you.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show and have a great birthday.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Now I actually got to check in on my snowblower. Thanks a lot.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.